and I'm Rob Gifford in the town of Murray, up in the hills, 2 hours' drive outside Islamabad. Here, it's clear just how difficult it will be for President Musharraf to sell acceptance of the U.S. list of demands to his people. Use of Pakistani airspace, sealing the border with Afghanistan and cooperating in intelligence gathering, but especially the possibility of U.S. forces using bases in Pakistan to attack neighboring Afghanistan. Murray is a small town, popular with vacationers and day trippers wanting to escape the heat of the capital. No one is out on the streets demonstrating, but stop and talk to people and it's clear that feelings run deep. Ahmed Baber is a medical doctor on vacation here from Lahore.
Our people never allow this. They're because it's a Muslim country, Afghanistan, having much relations with them. We regret the act which is done on America. But we don't like that any country come here to use our country for this action.
Opposition to use of Pakistani bases was expected from the small but vocal minority of conservative Muslims in the country. But here in Murray, it's clear that it's not just the Muslim revivalists, as they're known, who oppose it. English-speaking doctors and lawyers on the one hand, and the ordinary man in the Murray Bazaar on the other. Waka Ahmed Abbasi weighs out almonds and walnuts at his stall in the center of the town. Sitting among the dried apricots and spices, he says if President Musharraf signs up to all the U.S. demands, it will tear Pakistan apart. It'll be civil war, he says. Not only will the clerics not accept it, the people won't either. They'll come out on the streets, he adds. Waka says that if proof is presented that Osama bin Laden is responsible for Tuesday's attacks on the United States, then he should be brought to justice. But Pakistan must not play a role in any Western bombing of Afghanistan before evidence is shown. All around Murray, President Musharraf's dilemma is clear. Children, some dressed in no more than rags, tug on the clothes of visitors asking for rupees. Pakistan is a poor country. U.S. sanctions are still in force after the military coup which brought General Musharraf to power. Pakistan desperately needs international financial help. Hassan Bakari is out walking with his friends. He works in the real estate industry, and he says there's another issue. The U.S. is crazy, he says, to get involved in a war it can't win, as the Soviet Union discovered when it invaded Afghanistan in 1979.
You have seen the situation with Russia. It started. Russia was a superpower. And for America to come from USA and fight in any other country, it would be very difficult. Even Russia had borders with Afghanistan. But what happened at the end? Because you can't fight a guerrilla war. And this will make the situation even worse in America. There could be thousands of others who will take revenge, you know, after revenge.
In the early 1980s, the United States asked Pakistan to help form the Mujahideen to fight against Soviet occupation. From that movement came the Taliban, which emerged from the religious schools in Pakistan in the early 1990s. Now, America's foreign policy has come round full circle, and Washington is asking Islamabad to help attack the movement they both helped to create. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Murray, northern Pakistan.